A letter to the playground bully from Andrea, age 8 and a half. Maybe there are cartwheels in your mouth. Maybe your words will grow up to be gymnasts. Maybe you have been kicking people with them by accident. I know some people get a whole lot of rocking in the rocking chair, and the ones who don't sometimes get rocks in their voice boxes become slingshots. Maybe you think my heart looks like a baby squirrel. But guess what? You absolutely miss when you tell the class I have head lice, because guess what? I 100% absolutely do not have lice, and even if I do, it is a fact that head lice prefer clean heads over dirty ones, so I am clean as a whistle on a teapot. My mother says it is totally fine if I blow off steam, as long as I speak in an octave my kindness can still reach. My kindness knows mermaids never ever miss their legs in the water, because there were better ways to move through an ocean than kicking. So guess what? If I ever have my own team, I am picking everyone first. Even the worst kid and the kid with the stutter like the skipping record, because I know all of us are scratched. Even if you cannot hear it when we speak, my mother says some people have heartbeats that are knocking on doors that will never ever open, and I know my heart is a broken freezer chest. That's why I can't keep anything frozen. So no, I am not always crying. I am just thawing outside the lines. And even if I am always crying, it is a fact that salt is the only reason everything floats so good in the Dead Sea. And just because no one ever passes notes to me doesn't mean I am not super duper. In fact, my super duper might be a buoy or a paper boat the next time your nose is stuck up the river, because it is a fact that our hearts stop for a millisecond every time we sneeze, and some people's houses have too much dust. Some people's fathers are like attics. I've heard attics have monsters in their walls and shaky stairs. If I lived in a house with an attic, I think I'd nightmare a burglar in my safety chest. Or maybe I'd look for rest in the sticks and stones, because my mother said a kid can only swallow so much punch before he's drunk on his own fist. But the only drunk I ever known was sleeping in the alley behind my church, and Jesus turned water into his wine, so even God has his bad days. But on your bad days, couldn't you just say, hey, I am having a bad day, instead of telling me I'm stupid or poor, that I dress like a boy? Because maybe I am a boy and a girl. Maybe my name is Andrea Andrews. So what? It is a fact that bumblebees have hair on their eyeballs, and people also should comb through everything they see, like an anchorman is not a sailor, like the clouds might be a pillow fight. Like my mother said, every bird perched on a telephone wire decides the direction of its flight by the conversations running through its feet. So I know everything I speak can make hurricanes in other people's weather vanes, or shine their shiny shine. So maybe sometime, if somebody would sit beside me on the bus, I can say, guess what? It is a fact that manatees have vocal cords, even though they don't have ears, just like Beethoven played music even when he could no longer hear. And I know every belt that has hit someone's back is still a belt that was built to hold something up. And it is a fact that Egyptians slept on pillows made of stone. But it's not hard for me to dream that maybe one day you'll write me back, like the day I wrote the lightning bug to say, I smashed my mason jar and I threw away the lid. I didn't want to take a chance that I'd grow up to be a war. I want to be a belly dance, or an accordion, or a pogo stick, or the fingerprints the mason leaves in the mortar between the bricks to prove that he was here, that he built a roof over someone's head to keep the storm from their faith. My mother says that's why we all were born. And I think she's right. So write back soon. Sincerely yours.